I felt so dumb. I didn't realize a service dog and an emotional support dog were two different things. I knew they were different because the names are different, but I didn't realize in which ways they were different. A service dog is trained. That's a trained animal to take care of the person that has the need that they help with. An emotional support dog is just a dog you feel a connection to that you just get to emotionally support. The dog doesn't have a choice, really. The dog is... You just roll up on a dog one day and you're like, I'm gonna tell you everything. That's... Wow, I did not know. Had no idea. And I bring it up because my friend, she got an emotional support dog for her husband without knowing that this dog was an emotional wreck. I don't know what's wrong with the dog. They bring the dog home. Something wrong with the dog throat, okay? I don't know what it is, but it can't bark right. So it doesn't bark. It just scream, okay? And not like a yelp. This isn't sad. This is worse than that. It just screams human screams, okay? So the dog, I was on the phone with her, heard the dog in the background, and the dog was like, oh! That's just all the time. That's all day what the dog does. Nonstop. It's crazy. The dog has bad nerves, and so it screams all the time. Everything sets it off. You pet the dog, it'll scream, and then it'll let you pet it, right? Because you snuck up on it to pet it. So you pet it, you're like, oh. It's terrible. Dog's a light sleeper, too. So the dog will be taking naps, most Instagrammable naps you've ever seen. Just like belly up, paws down, everything. And it'll still be snoring little puppy snores, too, like, oh. That's how it wakes up every day. And so she's like, my life is hell. This is terrible because I got the dog as emotional support dog for my husband, not knowing that the dog is anxious and my husband's anxious. So the dog is emotionally supporting the husband just in the wrong direction. You know what I mean? Because then the husband is like, I don't feel so good. And the dog's like, yeah, you're right. It's a lot to be worried about, dog. It's crazy out here. What's that over there? Huh? Ah! Like, that's what it's doing all the time. She can't get any sleep because the dog sleeps with them. So the dog sleeps in between. It's actually adorable. It's like very like home living. Her right here, dog over here, husband over here. But they live in like a noisy apartment, paper thin walls. So you can hear the door slam from down the hall, right? And so the dog waking up all night. So somebody will slam the door down the hall, a door that has nothing to do with them, that is none of their business. And the dog be like, oh! And then her husband will be like, oh! And then she will be like, ah! That's just all day. That's just going and revolving, this domino effect of screams. It got so bad, someone called the police. Police show up to her door, knock. She answers, like, hey, I'm here to do like a wellness check. Neighbor said that they heard screaming. And she's like, oh, no, I'm fine. I'm okay and everything. And my husband's here. Come over. He comes over to the door. He's like, hey, I'm good. We're all good in here. And the cop is like, oh, okay, cool. Where's that third person? Because they said specifically that there was three people. And then she's like, no, it's just us here. So now they look like they've murdered a person. Like, now it looks like a cover-up, right? And it's like, no, it's just here. Cop's writing down everything that they're saying. As the cop is writing, he dropped his pen, and the dog in the background is like, oh! And the cop sees the dog, and it's like, And then she's like, oh, yeah, that must have been what it was. I got the dog from my husband, but it turns out that the dog is anxious, and my husband is anxious. My life is hell. I can't... Oh. I also, okay. Have y'all seen how much trouble Lizzo is in? This is crazy. This is genuinely wild, you know? If you don't know, like, Lizzo has a lawsuit out that's like, coming at her for like all types of discrimination and body shaming and stuff like that. And it's her fans who are like genuinely hurt. Her fans are very hurt by the whole thing. She lost 150,000 followers on Instagram alone in one day when the news broke. 150,000 followers in one day. That means even bots were like, I can't endorse this. This is unacceptable. But genuinely, I think this is the thing. I think that Lizzo's fans are so hurt because she's known to them and to a lot of the world as this like true beacon of like light, loving yourself, forget haters, embrace who you are and everything, which is why this should be a lesson to everybody in here, everyone listening to me right now. This is a lesson to all of us to never, ever become a positive influencer. Don't do it. There's too far to fall. Oh my God. I'm not even like a famous guy, but I still, in case I ever get there, tell people all the time that I can be a dick. Just to give myself some breathing room, you know what I mean? Just a little bit, you know? That way when I fall off my pedestal, I sprain my ankle instead of break my neck, you know what I mean? Because I'm human. Something's gonna happen. Somebody's gonna catch me on TikTok one day, just yelling at a United Airlines gate agent. And when I get caught, even people who don't know will be like, he always told us he was a dick. Like, kind of laid it all out there. It's tough. And I think that this is the reason that it's so tough for people. We do a thing that is not fair to us, and it's not fair to the people that we do it to, where we pull our role models, our like heroes, positive influences from people that we already like from doing other stuff. You notice that? We rarely ever make an actual activist famous. There are people doing the work. There are people, whatever you care about, there are people in the world only doing that thing. But instead of finding them and lifting them up, we're like, after LeBron dunked, he looked in the camera and said, Black Lives Matter, bitch. So I think the cops have to stop. I think that's all we need to do, really. We can't keep doing this thing where we conflate talent for character. You know, you gotta be very careful. Be very careful of the people that seek power and the people that seek fame, because they're usually the same. And then we act surprised when we see their worst sides, you know? And we only do this thing with celebrities. You never do that with a regular dude with a regular job. You know what I mean? Somebody can sing, doesn't make Martin Luther King. You know? We never do it to regular people. I've never had a plumber that was so good, I was like, he must be a good dad. Like, there's something about the way he plumbed that just spelled father figure, you know what I mean? Like, the way he be pulling it out. I go the other way now. Now when I see somebody super talented out here dancing, popping and locking and stuff, I'm like, oh, he probably beat people. Like, I can see it, yeah, because he knows the moves. He knows how to choke, you know what I'm saying? And we don't know. We don't know what happened. We can feel how we feel, but we don't know, right? But I will say, it doesn't help that Lizzo hired Cosby's lawyer. That's I don't know. We don't know, but that doesn't feel good. You know what I mean? It just doesn't. I don't know how to describe it, but like, if you ever told me, you told people and you confront me and you were like, you did this thing, and I was like, hey, I didn't do that shit. Give me the nigga that Cosby got. All right. Like I said. Oh. Just doesn't sit well, you know? All right. I have to go soon. Everybody's had a gun story so far, so I figure I'll tell a quick one. I was in Texas. Texas is like open carry, you know what I mean? And so I saw these two dudes. I was in Target, right? And I saw these two dudes bump into each other, and they both whipped around. And they didn't seem angry, but they were checking each other up and down. I was like, this is some like alpha male type thing is about to happen, right? And then one was like, I see you're carrying. And the guy went, I sure am. And like, I should point out real quick that this is at the self-checkout at Target, so like, so I'm just trying to ring myself up. Like, I'm just, like, I'm over, but then he over here and he over here, so I'm go get shot, because I'm in between, right? There's no, you can't have a standoff with somebody in the middle. No Western has ever done that, you know what I mean? So I'm like, y'all, please, we are in Target. And so then he's like, I sure am. And the other guy's like, so am I. And the guy who did this goes, oh my God, we have the same gun. Oh my God, that's so tough. They both pulled out their guns and they both had the same like camo print, everything. I was like, wow, what an adorable outing. You all were so great. Thank you so much. I'm Josh Johnson.